Welcome to the Retail Insider video interview series. I'm your host, Craig Patterson, and we're joined here today with a special guest. This is Adam X. He's the designer of Adam X Atelier, a fashion brand which is based in Toronto. It's something of a haute couture type of situation where you're creating amazing garments. Welcome, Adam.
Thanks for having me, Craig. My name is Adam X. I'm Chinese-Canadian. I grew up in Toronto. I just always love art and fashion, and I'm glad to be part of this world.
And now just a quick word from our sponsor, Sajo, Canada's first specialized retail builder. Visit the link in our show notes to see Sajo's holistic approach and transdisciplinary team to explore and understand your needs. Now, back to our podcast.
I love it. Can you tell us how you got started in the world of fashion?
I just started taking my foundation course at George Brown. And then I, and some fashion styling course at Ryerson back then. So then I was trying to figure out which direction I want to go to. And then I figured out fashion really gave me some power I never realized. It's just, I found it's very interesting to communicate people with fashion. It's kind of my thing. So I don't really know how I dive into. It's just naturally progress, I guess.
Because you found your passion. You've been interested in this for quite a while, I think.
Yes, I think I love to dress people. I think it's a privilege, or I just like to see people happy and transformed to a different state, through clothing. I guess this is how made me a fashion designer eventually.
Absolutely. Could you tell us a bit about your design aesthetic? I've seen some of the pieces that you make, and they're beautiful.
Thank you. I think my work is more about embracing the human form. So I try to enhance whoever I'm dressing to bring their own beauty by combining my technique through the tailoring and the draping. Sometimes I will combine with some lace or, fold small, interesting details or interesting material. Depends which direction we go for.
What inspires the design process? How do you create a garment? Tell me a bit about that.
Fashion is about everything. So it could be from a movie or a dance or music, oil painting, maybe nature or the flowers behind you. Sometimes use culture, so or emotions. Either you're happy or sad, you could also create a collection through there. I think there was one time my studio window was broken by someone. So my MacBook was stolen. And then I was really sad because that was given by my brother during my school time. So then I realized, okay, every single window behind is a person. So I used that emotion to create a collection called Sunbeams. So it's reflecting the modern days. Every window behind has a human being. It's not just a square. So
I know you designed quite a bit of women's wear. You actually gave me a tie when we met, which was really cool. But tell me about the collection that you design. Is it primarily women's wear, or are you doing much men's wear right now as well?
My main focus is women's wear. I do create men's wear for fun. I love to dress both. It doesn't really necessarily say which one is more important, but it's just my focus more on women's wear right now. Maybe in the future, I will dive into more men's wear. I feel my creative side could maybe apply to women's wear more strongly. Hopefully. I'm glad you like my men's wear design work.
No, it's terrific. And can we talk about retail a little bit? How have you found getting into stores? I know that you can sell direct to consumers. You will make clothing specifically for say, clients that are primarily female. But tell me about the retail experience so far that you've had.
We did quite a few pop-ups with Toronto Fashion Incubator. Also, I got Baby Village Shopping Center place some orders with us. I think the major point for us to evolve this year is we get two wholesale accounts in US. One is in Dallas, the other one is in San Francisco. But they're both from the Showroom Canada. On Jor, it's a virtual platform. People can start to know what I'm doing, and then they reach out to me occasionally. So it's wonderful to reach different market, either in Canada or US. I think we are trying to all get all the possibility to reach the customer through all platforms as we can for now.
What do you think about future distribution? Because you were looking at doing a bit more maybe off the rack type of clothing as well.
We are currently working on ready-to-wear collection, planning to do showroom in New York. I think eventually I would love to bring the design work into more clients, and then hopefully they can see something new perspective from Toronto.
Tell me about the creative process to manufacturing. How do you get something made after you've conceptualized it and then designed it?
Basically, normally you have a concept. Say, I think maybe this is the best way I can show you. This is the collection we are working on, like the recent project. So basically you start with a concept. So this one is inspired by Frida Kahlo. So every time she write a letter to her husband, she would seal the letter with a kiss. So this collection called Kiss the World. So inspired by her act. So and then the moment I created this collection, it just feel like this world going through so much. I need some love. So I guess that's the initial feeling how I started. And then I doing like extensive research about her. Frida Kahlo goes through so many disasters in her life, and she still keep positive with everything she's doing. So I think that's some power for me to share with the people around me. There is something we can hold on to and change for better. And then from that, like we develop the sketches and the concept. And then we will do selecting the fabrication, the color code, basically all come from this board. And then we will do pattern making and do some draping. And then you have all the sketches, and then we will create the initial prototype and to assess how the design, you know, to the reality, the difference. So once the sketch is almost there, and then we will have fittings to refine the fit and the structure and the overall of the look. And then we will do the details like honey embroidery, like a butterfly, which is she love a lot. It means transformation for good and love, memories, and also some laces. So once the look is all determined, and then we will do the final construction by the sample maker to achieve the best fit and finish. After that, the whole collection finish, the completed pieces will be presented to clients, fashion editors, all the public through the fashion shows or exhibitions or presentation.
It's really interesting to see how the concept comes about from, you know, a display board with ideas to you creating fashion, which is absolutely phenomenal. How have you found being a fashion designer in Canada? What we've seen overseas in places like London and Paris, and I think even New York City, is there's funding and support for the fashion and fashion industry. How is it doing business in Canada? And do you think that it's sustainable to continue to create these types of garments here in Canada versus elsewhere?
I have to be honest. It will be always challenging, no matter where you are. I think like for the younger generation or like upcoming independent designers, we facing the same challenge universally. But I think I love what I do, and I have people support what I'm doing. So I think like there's a genuine belief. And then you apply with your expertise and your design work and really lay the foundation with the people together. This is how you have the strength to move forward. Otherwise, like even you have the funding and then it quickly run out. So you have to, as a designer, we have to keep it like sustainable. But we really want to have more support, that's for sure. Especially, you know, in Canada, we don't have Fashion Design Council. There's no Fashion Week officially to really presenting Canadian designers, you know, bridge this gap between design work to customer or to present to buyers more regularly, you know, systematically. I think there's some part the government or the people working inside in fashion industry, we could find a way to work together. It's no longer just one side. It's not like, I think in the future or like in the near future, if we want to make the industry survive or thrive, we have to work together. Independent designers or boutiques or all across the discipline, we could work together rather than just fight one on your own for your own small part. I think collaboration is the spirit, like really for the future for all of us.
I love that. That's a call to collaboration with retail and designers in Canada, which is a market which is quite a bit smaller than other ones as well. Say for a young budding fashion designer coming up who's got a lot of passion and wants to get into this, do you have any advice? Is it quite challenging, would you say, in terms of getting into the industry? Or tell us a bit about that.
I would say, you know, believe in yourself and try everything you can. Because at the beginning, when I just started, I never really thought I would work for Alexander McQueen or Christian Dior one day, but you will never know. I think, first of all, always be positive and very open, and then try all the possibility you can. Because if you don't ask, you will never get it. So try your best to work with the best designer around you, or even like the internship with the people you admire locally. I think if you want to go far, you still have to start somewhere. So if you really want to do it, and be ready and learn as much as you can, and then be open and believe in yourself.
You interned with some pretty big names, I think. You mentioned McQueen.
Yes, I got the chance to work for Alison McQueen and Temple London. After that, I got the chance to work for Ralph and Russo and Burberry. So basically, I have to be honest, London laid the foundation for me to be a designer. I think it does open so many doors. Also, put yourself, kind of really understand fashion is more than just garment. So it does really has a long reach to communicate. There's something I can help people is like to transforming the person. And, you know, it's like you have this tool help yourself to communicate with the people most effectively. I think there's fashion has power on me. you may not be able to talk to 1,000 people at 1 second, but fashion does.
Where do you see the future of fashion going? The world's changed quickly. We've gotten over this pandemic here. People are still wearing clothes. What do you see in the future here? Any predictions?
The whole fashion industry is reshuffling. So I would say like we are trying to figure out the way really working, but I guess very hard to see one single mind really dominate the industry. I would say it's more like very dynamic, I would say, or like maybe you have the major fashion house take control the luxury part, but there still have a different forces in the industry. We want to have a new voice for different people, not just singular perspective. I think the world is colorful. It's not only one thing to cover everything. So yeah, I think like it's going to be a lot of changes in the coming coming years, and I would love to have to see more voices standing for the next generation.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. This has been Adam X of Adam X Atelier. He's a fashion designer based in Toronto. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam.
Thank you very much, Craig. And this being a great pleasure. And hope to see you all at my atelier one day.
And I'm Craig Patterson. I'm the founder and publisher of Retail Insider Media. I'm also the host of the Retail Insider video interview series. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already on whatever platform this is that you're consuming this on, whether or not it's YouTube or one of our podcast channels. Take care and bye for now.